Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, here's a station. Black roof country.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown, the guy who created BizPricer, the great business valuation program. $99 plus all the goodies you can load up with you, especially if you tell him you've heard about it from me, BizPricer.com. You can buy more expensive ones, folks, but you can't buy better ones. I know that because I've seen it, and I know a little bit about these things. And I'm always glad to tell people about Russell's, what the good work that Russell does. Russ, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about business succession. Any last thoughts on how to pull this off? I mean, let's talk about how to capitalize this. I mean, if you got somebody working for you that you sell your business to, you know, obviously they got to come up with the money, and that's not easy to do. But the one thing about it is if the business is successful and profitable, if you know them and you've taught them how to run the business, you kind of have a better feeling about letting them make payments than you would if it was somebody just coming in brand new, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Taking back some of the paper, I should say.
Yeah, well, I would say in almost 100% of the cases in the succession plan, there's no real cash payment per se. There's exceptions to every rule, but in most vast majority, there's no cash payment from the, especially in the case of a child, but a structured payout from the business is set up in such a way, A, that it doesn't strangle the business or make a pauper of your child while he's running the business, he or she are running the business. And generally speaking, if it's a decent, well-run business with some good profitability, this works out well, and so mom and dad can retire and receive these payments from the business profit for a good length of time.
Let me throw something else in here, Russell. And this is why, for as long as I've been doing this show, and as long as I've been working with businesses, I've recommended that the business, the owner, own the real estate the business is in it personally, separate from the business. And one thing you can do is part of the transition is that they sign a long-term lease for the real estate.
Exactly. That's a very good point.
And it can be premium rent. So that you get a little more income than you maybe even paid yourself. And you can find a way of capitalizing the sale of the business through premium rent. What do you think?
That's one way to do it. But I'll tell you, one of the big things you got to do in this is to also get tax advice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Situation.
Yeah, the rent. No, you can't. It can't be exorbitant. The IRS will test it, but it can still be premium. Premium doesn't mean off the charts. It just means on the high end.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you know, rental income is the ordinary income,
right,
and tax, that's your tax rate.
Right.
Where if you took your payment in dividends out,
right,
of the company,
it's 15%.
You know, then you get it at a 15% tax rate.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a big difference in how much you get in your pocket depending on the financial way you set up the payment.
Right, right. Of course, the buyer can expense the rent, and they have to capitalize the other. So you know, the thing is, folks, the point is there are a lot of, I guess the main thing to take away from what we're saying is there. If you own the real estate, you add extra tools for capitalize, helping the successor capitalize the business, including children.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. It's just there's a lot of things to think about. It takes time to think through these items, to get the arrangements made to make all this happen. This isn't something that you decide, oh, I'm 68 years old and I'm tired and I want to get out of the business, so I'm going to turn it over to Sonny, here, and so let's see. Let's get this done by June.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
This is
not
something.
Time. It's not
I know families have taken. I know family businesses that have taken 20 years to groom a person, and then ultimately move them into that position. 20 years of little by little making it happen. Hey, Russell, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website again, Russell. I got to wrap it up.
BizPricer.com. BizPricer. BizPricer.com.
I promise you, folks, you won't go wrong with that. And don't be sure to tell him that you heard about it on my show. He'll throw in a bunch of goodies for you there. Hey, Russell, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be, too, after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.